Welcome back to Play It Loud. I'm Rich.
I'm still Bree.
You're still Bree. And we have a review of our attendance to the Dayseeker tour. And we saw them in Davenport, Iowa.
Fucking Iowa.
You love Iowa.
I do not love Iowa.
You love Iowa.
I do not love Iowa.
Why don't you love Iowa?
It's a weird place.
Well, it's also like
it's a weird
it's
place,
like 2.5 hours away.
It was a very far drive that day. It was late.
Yeah, because the show didn't start till 7:30.
Well, and I also, to put it in perspective, we travel one of two ways. So we surround, we're kind of in a spot where we can go to Wisconsin, we can go to Indiana, we can go to Iowa,
Missouri,
and Chicago. We could go to Missouri. It's a lot farther.
Well,
but yeah, we're sure. In kind of the sweet spot of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Right now.
Yep.
And so if we go more towards the Wisconsin route, if we go more north, you come to me. If
yep.
we're in Chicago or west,
we go
or
anywhere
whatever,
else where we have to jump on expressway,
then I yep. come here because you live by the expressway. I live by the bumblefuck back roads. So that's already another 30 minutes to my trip. Just
22 door to door.
It's probably like 25, but. It's almost 30 minutes. Lately, it's been 30 minutes getting here because
getting
of after school traffic.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's about 30 minutes, give or take, to get here. So that's another 30 minutes for me. And it was 2.5 from your house to Davenport.
So it's a 3-hour trip.
And it was a horrible night that night. Like, it was foggy. It was not a fun drive.
And I'm not sure either one of us was feeling that great.
I was tired that day.
Mm-hmm.
I think I had worked that day a little bit.
As did I.
And
we
I,
were trying to leave
I didn't sleep
by.
Well, I don't think
we were trying to leave by like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
For the 7:30 show, and we didn't make it. I mean, we did, but like by the skin of our teeth, we made
the
it.
The first band.
I See Stars.
No, that was Bad Omens, buddy.
Oh, you're right. Who was the who was?
I don't know. I don't know either of the two bands that opened for Dayseeker.
Oh, Silent Planet was the second one.
We basically didn't see the first band at all.
The first band that was there, we heard through the doors because we were
we
at
got
the
there
booth.
Right at the end of their set.
Yeah, and then Silent Planet went on.
I wish I had that hour back of my life. I did not enjoy that set at all.
Could you explain to the people back home what exactly we listened to for it
hey,
was
listen,
about
they're somebody's cup of tea. They are not mine. I feel like I'm very bitter today on the podcast, and I'm not trying to be. I just was sending Snapchats during this message during that set saying, "Mom, I want to go home." And I said, "Hey, at least he has energy for somebody." You
yeah.
know, and they had very high energy. They were very into what they were doing. They were very put together.
The
just
first
not
band,
my team.
Okay, so the first band was Moxie. They have a female singer.
Yes.
Okay. She came out in this sequin jumpsuit,
she was
if you
cute.
Will. Yeah, she had a great voice. I mean, no doubt. And
it
sounded like they were
woman.
Doing a great, I mean, through what we could hear, it sounded like they were doing a good job. And the place was kind of half full at that point, I think.
It wasn't a very big venue.
No, and it was an old theater.
And they didn't have the upstairs open at all. So
mm-mm.
we had the,
well, they did.
Only the first
They did later because there were some people up there. But it kind
they might
of,
have been from the
it
band,
It kind
though.
Of reminded me of the Riviera a little bit. But there was no assigned seating
it
and there
like
were seats.
The
it was
Chicago
weird.
Theater, if you took it in like a third.
That was the weirdest part for me. It's like they had standing room only, and then they had seats.
But the
but
seats weren't
They weren't
out.
Assigned.
No, they people just sat down.
So you could just sit wherever you wanted.
And we didn't know that.
And we didn't know that.
We were standing
Otherwise, we would have
along
stood,
the
we
edge
would have sat.
On the stairs, on the wall, so right. we had somewhere to lean against, sit down, right. whatever.
But then that Silent Planet came on.
A lot of people really liked them.
I get it. But, and again, and I've said this many times on this podcast, when you have a song, like a hard rock song, or you have a metal song, and people are screaming in that song, some is good. Every song, every note, every lyric, screaming, it does tend to, when you're seeing it live, and there's no harmony, and there's no chorus, and you can't really discern where the song begins
and
where
the song
ends, And if you're not familiar with their music, it's kind of nails on a chalkboard
like,
a little bit.
I'm not even going to claim to know a lot of the bands that open for these groups that we see. But if I don't know the song, I can't, like, my ears physically, like, it might be like a mental thing, but I physically cannot pick up on words if people are singing songs I don't know.
Aside from the band, the opening bands mm-hmm. that may or may not have been good mm-hmm. in the eyes of the people that were there. And Ryan and I talked about this in a previous podcast about concert etiquette. There was two things that I have to point out that really fucking annoyed me about this concert and almost made me want to just, if Dayseeker wasn't coming on and I hadn't just driven 2.5 hours to see them, I would have left because it was borderline fucking ridiculous. What's that?
I only have one complaint.
Okay. So there was a group of people, and look, if you come to a concert and you are not there to see the show, you're there to talk to your friends or talk to the people there or get drunk and talk to everybody, and you're loud and obnoxious and you're trying to talk over the music that the people that we came to see are playing, get the fuck away. Get out. Leave. Don't show up.
We all paid.
We stand in the back or stand outside in the hallway by the merch.
Where you can hear each other.
So you can hear each other or watch it on YouTube, because the rest of us are trying to hear what the fuck is going on the stage. And I had five people right. I mean, literally when Dayseeker started and the last band was kind of finishing up, they were standing just to my left ear, and there was five of them, and they were talking really loud, like super loud. And at one point I wanted to turn around and say, shut the fuck up. But I didn't want to ruin it for me. I didn't want to ruin it for you. I didn't ruin it for anybody else that was there. I didn't want to get into a discussion or a scuffle or anything else, because these people were clearly drunk. But they were getting louder and louder. As the music was getting louder, they were getting louder. And it was annoying. And at some point in the first three or four songs of Dayseeker, three of them left. And there was two of them left, and they kind of went over by the seats, if you remember. And it was a guy, and it looked, you know, like maybe his girlfriend, maybe they were on a first date. She was kind of all over him, but she was clearly drunk. And then she was screaming at the top of her lungs the lyrics, and then they're talking really loud. That fucking annoyed me. Don't do that shit. If you go to a concert, listen to the music, sing with the music. I don't give a shit. But you're talking, you're annoying everybody around you. It's fucking ridiculous.
They kind of remind me, so like this whole thing kind of reminds me of like, so I've been doing, this has nothing to do with music, this is a complete tangent side note, but when people have ADHD, fidget toys have become very popular. Mm-hmm. And fidget toys are not supposed to be distracting. They're not supposed to distract you. They're not supposed to distract others in the room. They're purely supposed to be there as a focus point so that you can pay attention to what's going on around you. Be a fidget toy at a concert. Do something that will make you focus. If it's drinking, if it's hugging your boyfriend, if it's whatever, do it. But if you're starting to become a problem for everybody else around you,
like the guy at Nickelback that was dancing in the middle of the aisle and spilling everybody's beer.
Well, most of the time people get dragged away when they do that stuff.
But. Well, he finally was asked to kind of leave, but these people were fucking annoying. And there was nobody there.
Really
there was
security. No.
There was security on the other side. If you remember, there was a little fight.
They were in the front.
Something was going on in the front, and they came in, and one of the bands, I think it was the Silent Planet, was like, hey, come and take care of this or whatever it was. And it was going on in the front.
There were like two security guards standing at the front, and that was it.
Yeah,
and there
two guys
really
came
like
from the back, but they didn't really look like they could handle anything, quite honestly. They were kind of tiny guys. But anyways, these people were fucking annoying. What annoyed me even more than that, and that was fucking annoying, was the fucking vapeaholic that was next to you. Okay, I get people like to vape. But, and if you're outside, don't mind it. But inside a theater, that guy was blowing.
Let's just put the record. It's the very old school type vape.
30
it's
seconds.
It's the juice.
It's the big one with the big canister.
It's very thick clouds.
It looked like a bazooka. It looked like a big whistle.
I wouldn't mind vaping normally if, one, it wasn't getting blown on my face.
Right.
And two, well, actually there's three things. He had like the disgustingly sweet scent, which people who don't actually like vapes, usually use that stuff.
It was sweet like candy, and it was awful. It was turning
and
my stomach.
And the third thing is, I don't think he was actually vaping to vape. He was doing it as like a oral fixation because he would suck it in, blow it out, suck it in, blow it out, and then he'd be fine for a little bit, and then he'd just keep doing it over
for about
and over
a minute and a half, maybe.
And I'm like, what? You're not okay. You're not vaping to vape.
And he would
you're
blow it up in the air,
fun.
And then everybody would have to fucking smell it. And I was covering my mouth.
Yeah, no, you were being a little ridiculous.
But it was making me nauseous. And so I've actually got the Dayseeker sweatshirt on. And I was covering my mouth like this. And it wasn't really getting in much after a while because I was trying not to make it real obvious. But it was annoying. And it was really, really fucking annoying. So between the people
talking
to my
left. It was
actually
fogging up one of my videos because the fogs, the clouds of those video
quality is exactly what we want.
Are so thick that it was like actually starting because when it would spread,
dispersed,
it would go in front of my video and it would make it look like I had like a grainy video. And I'm like, now this fucking looks like I'm at like some backyard like
barbecue.
Yeah, it was not.
It was a lot. It was a lot. And the guy, I mean, he was two steps away from being a total douchebag. So you couldn't really say anything to him.
Oh,
but
no. Like,
you
this
shouldn't
is a guy,
be doing that.
I psychoanalyzed this guy, not because of the vape, but because of everything else he was doing, and the vape just added to it. Like, you could tell this guy likes attention, but nobody really likes him.
And he wasn't getting it.
Because he was sending random Snapchats. He was taking, like, those videos that you see, like, influencers take when they
think
they're
important.
Doing,
like, selfies and shit.
I'm like,
it was weird.
I'm like, are you okay?
Do you
need
somebody?
To talk?
So,
like, I don't know. The people are just fucking
weird.
So
that was
in
so
Iowa.
Distracting.
I never have a good experience in Iowa, and I don't
so
know what it's going on with the Iowans, but
so
I sent help to them.
It was very, very distracting.
It just felt very chaotic in that place because there was so, it was so lax, and it weirded me out a little bit.
Yeah. So I got some good, I got some good video of Dayseeker. Dream State was the first good song they played. They opened with, I think, The Color Black. Oh, my computer. You ever have a computer that you love but you hate at the same time?
You ever want to blame computer. It on user error?
No, never. So they did open The Color Black. And they did Dream State. And I really am a big fan of his voice. Really am. I mean, I like it. Let me go back into, I brought up the Dayseeker. Give me one second here. I brought up, let's see, Dayseeker. Now see, there we go. Dayseeker. Oh, that's why when I went to the opening acts, it got rid of my WikiLeak. Or my Wiki, okay. So, Rory Rodriguez is the lead vocalist. He's got a great voice. And it's not like one of those voices that is not indistinguishable. It's very, very distinguishable. You talked about in one of our previous podcasts about Noah Sebastian having a very distinct voice. He does too. Like, I can hear Dayseeker coming out on Octane, and I know without even thinking about it, I go, oh, it's Dayseeker. I'll bet you if I watch this video, I can. There it is.
I will
you see the vape.
He does have a very distinguished
vape right in there.
He has a distinguished voice, but I did mix them up with Catch Your Breath for a long time.
Oh my god, I'm watching this video and the fucking vape is just billowing. Oh my god, that's really funny. So they did Dayseeker, Dream State rather, and then Gates of Irie. Crooked Soul is one of those songs where I wasn't really a big fan of it until he did it live. And now I really like it. I'm just
squinting a lot. You should put on your reading glasses.
Yeah, probably. They did Burial Plot. And then came my favorite song by Dayseeker, which is Homesick. I just like the song. Now, he does a lot of songs about his dad passing away.
His
obviously.
Whole album was written about his dad.
Right.
Dying.
And so, you know, a lot of those songs are just very sad, if you will. But Homesick, I really like that song. It's clearly my favorite song by them. It's just, which one, if you had to pick a favorite song by them, which one would it be?
Probably Burial Plot.
Really? So I'm glad he kind of explained it. I mean, it's very evident by the lyrics, but. And I think, bands that do their stuff live, because not everybody does stuff live well, but some of these bands that sound as good live as they do on their albums, that's one of them. They are, it's pretty close. And that's a lot of talent. Sometimes you go to a show and you're like, it doesn't sound like anything like their album. It's awful. But theirs is good. And then Dark Sun, which really hadn't spent a lot of time listening to that song. Big fan of it now. They did Without Me. Good song. Crying While You're Sleeping, or Crying While You're Dancing. Like that song. Paper Heart, He Slowed It Down. Sang that one, Drunk, and then Sleep Talk. And then they did an encore, they did Parallel, and then, of course, they ended the show with Neon Grave. Now, we always try to leave early from a show to try to get out, but since there was like, I mean,
maybe 200, maybe.
No, there's probably 400 or 500 people there.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so. I it was know. A bigger venue, but oh, it had to be, easily, because that venue holds easily 1,000 people.
But it wasn't even like half full.
Mm.
The seats weren't that full.
Maybe.
The standing room wasn't that big.
So we just made our way to the back on Neon Grave about halfway through, because I got halfway through the video. And then we left because it was over. But, is it worth? You said to me, you're like, no fucking way was that worth driving 5 hours back and
they
forth.
They were a really good show. Would I ever go 2.5 hours just to see them again?
No, 5 hours, not 2.5, 5, because it's
a return
trip.
2.5 each way, whatever. Yeah. Would I do that again? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Was I happy I saw them? Yeah.
And my point to you was, and my point is, a lot of these bands, and I say this to Ryan a lot, is you have to take the opportunity to go see a band that you've never
but
seen
also keep in
when
mind
you have
that
the opportunity.
This is the show that you messed up the date, so it threw a huge monkey wrench in my plans.
And mine.
Because
we thought it was on a Friday and it was on a Wednesday.
I had planned for Friday perfectly.
Right?
And then I'm like, oh, just kidding. I have to rearrange literally all of you again. So it was already kind of a week between everything.
Sure. We
had the Sleep Theory interview that week.
Yep. On that Tuesday.
Happened literally the day after.
Oh, Monday.
Not even the full day
Monday.
After you told me it was happening, it happened.
Yep.
So I had to rearrange my Monday schedule.
Yep.
And then you're like, oh, LOL, it's actually on Wednesday. So I had to rearrange two more days.
LOL.
And then.
Wow.
And then I got sick.
Oh, yeah. You went through COVID after that.
So it was just a really rough week. It's been a rough couple of weeks, actually.
Sure.
And that was just kind of like the start of it.
Was
that
it.
Week? Was
yeah.
that just
You were
the
not
start
in a happy mood that day.
I was not.
No, you were not. You didn't want to talk to anybody. Normally, we'll talk on the way wherever and be chatty. And you just, I kept asking you, are you okay? Are you having a good time? Are you okay?
Well,
are you having
and
a good
then
time?
Are on
you
the way
okay?
home,
are you having a good time?
You fell asleep
okay,
and you woke up
on.
Twice.
Hold
and
on.
You asked me, are you okay, both times. And I'm literally sitting there singing my music, just chilling.
Okay, so we got to back up. So I drove there. Normally you try to drive there and I'll drive back or, whatever, I'll drive.
If you're not
you,
being stubborn,
whatever.
Yes, I will drive one of the ways.
But on the way back, I was fine until we had food.
Which was right away.
Right away. Like within the first 15 to 20 minutes. And once I had that delicious 11 p.m. Wendy's burger, and it hit me hard. Like I felt like I got drugged, honestly. I was driving.
Oh, I know why I wasn't feeling good, because I was having stomach issues that whole week.
Correct. So we got an hour and a half into it, And you know me, I'm stubborn. I'm like, I'm going to power through this.
You're stubborn?
Yeah, right.
You have a hard head? Oh,
no,
my. Never,
no.
Ever, ever could.
Oh, by the way, that makes, that's probably why you're stubborn as well.
You can't blame me for any of my faults because half of them are yours.
I can blame half of them on somebody else. So I get about an hour into it and you're like, you
also
really
keep in mind,
to,
there's nothing between us and Iowa. There's
not only is there nothing, but the road is pitch black.
There's nothing between here.
There's
and
not
Iowa.
A gas station. There's not a restaurant.
There's
not a weigh station. There's nothing for a long stretch, for like a 45 minute stretch. There's just nothing. Even the exits are like, there's an exit and there might be a McDonald's or a gas station, but it's kind of off the beaten path. It's not right there. So there's nothing to focus on. And I was trying to stay awake. And I think about the fourth or fifth time I crossed the median, you're like, can you let me drive? At one point you said to me, you know, I'm quite capable. I'm an adult. I'm quite capable of driving. And I'm like, oh, okay.
I'm just sitting here. I'm like watching you do all these techniques to try to stay awake. And I'm like, what's the fucking point? Like, I've offered to drive since before we got in the car.
And I just don't, I'm stubborn. I just hard.
And I'm like, do you just not like my driving? Like, what is the point? Like, and we're in mom's car, which
I taught you how to drive. I know you're a good driver.
I hate that car, but I know how to drive it. I drive it all. My mom makes me drive that car.
She loves it.
All the time. She makes me drive it more than she drives me in it now.
Yeah. Well, we didn't take your car because
I'm used
to
driving this
car. Or my car or my truck or whatever.
But you're like, but aren't you tired too? Like, and I'm like, just.
But you hadn't, you weren't talking that day and you weren't really feeling the greatest. And so I didn't want to put you out. And
hey, whatever twisted tail you're spinning in your head.
We got an hour from home. And I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And I literally pulled off an exit. I didn't even pull into like a gas station. I just literally pulled off the ramp and did a U-turn to go back up onto the ramp. Got out of the car, got back in the car. I think I put in my earphones or I put on my glasses. That's what I did.
I put on
my glasses because I was going to watch something on my phone. And I think within about 2 minutes, I was out cold.
I thought you were still awake, but you were slouched over.
I felt like somebody drugged me is what I felt like when I pulled over and I finally got in the passenger seat. And then
I was telling you to do the entire time because you also had to get up early the next day. So
I'm
like, why don't you just
6 a.m.
let me drive and you can take like an hour long nap.
One something in the morning and I had to be up at 6. So anyway.
At least you got an hour napping.
I did. And it was glorious. Because when I got home, I was wide awake because I just had an hour nap. But I didn't like.
But moral of the story is they were great live. Would I go see them that far away again? Fuck no.
Again, if you have the opportunity to go see a band you've never seen before and you have to travel a little bit to go see them, I encourage it because, and this is, again, as I tell Ryan all the time and I'm going to tell you and I'm going to tell everybody else, you don't know when that band is going
to
stop touring.
I just don't understand why they didn't come to Chicago at all. There's a lot of small venues they could have played.
They could have come to Bottom Lounge, and I think they would have been
well
attended.
They could have come to House of Blues. They could have gone to Subterranean and been successful.
It just depends on where their next venue was and where it was in the tour and how they had to get there. And it's all logistics and their managers, you know, and their team puts all that together, I'm sure. But, you know, these guys.
They do have great merch, though. I will say that.
These guys have fantastic merch. Like, their shirts, the tie-dye shirts were great. The other shirts were great.
Very
unique.
The
sweatshirt was. I mean, I have a tie-dye sweatshirt on. How often do you see a tie-dye sweatshirt?
It's more acid wash, but.
Okay. Whatever. And what did you say this was again?
An Oni mask.
An Oni mask. Okay. So, you know, they have. Everything about Dayseeker, I like. I really do. I like it. And they had a great. They had a great show.
But again, if they weren't with somebody I didn't know again, I wouldn't do this again. I don't think I would. I don't have it in me. That was a lot. Especially not liking the other two bands.
I would. And the only reason I would is because I don't know if they're going to keep touring. I'm sure they will. I mean, they're gaining more and more in popularity. So I'm sure they will. But let's say they don't. You don't know what tomorrow doesn't necessarily guarantee that anything specific is going to happen. And
no,
it's not
but
guaranteed.
I would rather go do that drive again if they were with another band I liked or at least knew, not whatever I witnessed. It. I told you it reminded me of when I went to go see Atreyu at the Vixen.
Yeah.
And they were with some band. They were with, God, I forget they had a female co-singer in the first band, and then they had a band like Silent Planet. It fucking could have been Silent Planet for all I know, because it very much gave me the same vibes. And even Summer, who is into more of the heavier stuff, was like, I don't fucking like this. She's like, I hate this. And I'm like, I agree.
There's good metal and there's bad metal.
I just didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it. And I think that just made it worse for me, because I'm like, oh, now we have to, you know, we waited all this time for this horrible set to play that I know none of the songs.
Yeah.
The guy's yelling at me. I just sat in the car for 2.5 hours and this guy's yelling at me. And now I have to wait for this other band to come out. And I have all these people being dickheads around me. Like, there was this one guy that was literally just fucking around wearing sunglasses, walking around like being a jackass for no reason. Just being annoying.
Being an Iowan.
Being annoying for absolutely no reason.
You have an issue with Iowa.
And I'm like, what is happening here? And then we have to drive 2.5 hours to go home, and then I have to drive 30 minutes in the dark.
So the first band, we can't really give a grade to, because we didn't really hear them. The second band,
she did a good job when she came on with him, though.
She did, and she came on during, what was it? I'm trying to think of what song she came on.
I don't know, it was towards the end. She was on stage for maybe a minute.
I have it. Well, she might have come at the end of Homesick. Let's see, because I have it on video. So did she come on the end of Homesick? Let's see.
But I thought that was cool, you know?
I'm looking on the video right now. Yeah, she did. So let's see when she comes on. Here we go. So she's grabbing her mic. She's got a lot of energy. So yeah, that was her, and so she had a lot of energy. So I would give the second band D.
I'm not going to rate them because I don't know them. It's not fair of me to give them a grade.
Yeah, maybe not even give them a grade. But just from, you know, like,
I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, but sometimes you see a band, like, you don't know the band, and they show up and they play, and you're like, wow, they're pretty fucking good. I did not say that about this band.
I just don't know. I couldn't understand their songs. I didn't know any of their set. I got blinded a few times by the lights. Mm. It just wasn't a good experience.
Got it. Dayseeker, I would give them a solid A.
I'd give them maybe like a A-. I think if the show is a little longer,
I might
longer
like them
too,
a little more than you do, so I maybe think, that's why I'm
I think
biased.
The show is a little short too compared to like some other opening bands we've seen.
Maybe.
Like a little bit, you know.
But they don't have the playlist that some of the other bands do either.
They got four albums though.
Yeah, but they played 14 songs, and Disturbed's playing 19, Nickelback's playing 19, Shinedown's playing 19. They played 14 and they only have four albums.
It just didn't feel like there was a big separation between like the opening band that went on for like an hour and then they went on for like an hour. It didn't feel like
kind of like two
different
headlining bands. Yeah, that's true. And I didn't
fucking like that other band. So yeah. it was like just, I was like, please just end me.
It almost would have been better off if they played a smaller venue and it was just them.
Maybe.
Right. Maybe the first opening band, because it was more like them. It's just the second opening. The second band was so unlike Dayseeker. It just was like, what is going on here?
Right? I was very thrown off when they came out. I was like, oh my, we're going to do this today. Right. All right.
I mean, some of the Dayseeker songs, like some of the early on songs, they call Dayseeker, they call it a post-hardcore band.
I don't even know what the fuck that
is. I don't know. Post-hardcore. Well,
I don't like labels like this because it doesn't make any sense.
Post-hardcore is a punk rock music genre that maintains the aggression and intensity of hardcore punk, but emphasizes a greater degree of creative expression. I disagree with that. I think they're a solid rock to hard rock band, where a Senses Fail most is like an emo band.
pop punk can be like Green Day, you know, like Green Day could be hard.
Yeah, but this is nothing.
Linkin
like
Park
Green
can be
Day.
Fucking hard.
But that's, these guys are more rock to hard rock. But so I'd give them a solid A. And the venue, I mean,
it wasn't bad. It wasn't the worst venue I've ever been to.
It's kind of like Riviera. It had given that
the bathrooms
bit
are
of
nicer
a vibe to me. The bathrooms were really nice. Yeah,
they were smaller.
Merch area was decent. The
merch area was okay.
The beverage areas were decent.
The beverages were weird. They weren't like the typical. I don't even
theater
know
was had. Old. Certainly was old. And by the way, oh, I even forgot to mention this. The whole time, I don't know if there was like bugs there or something, but the whole time I'm standing there next to you, I itched the entire time.
No,
I
know
there.
You were, but that was just a you thing.
And when I went back out, into the hallway, and it might have been the vape, I don't know, because when I went back out in the hallway, I was fine. When I went in the bathroom, I was fine. When we left the venue, I was fine. The second I got into that theater, I was itchy the entire time.
Could've
it
been
was
dust
annoying.
Too.
I don't know. But
oh, the sound. Also, the sound quality was not that good.
It was. You heard it going in and out there in my phone. So
it was not very good. I didn't. It reminded me a lot of that venue we went to see Nothing More in
Davenport.
Yeah,
the Civic Center.
That had shitty sound too, and it. I don't think it did them justice. I think they could have played a better venue.
Maybe we're gonna stay away from sound. Iowa for a while. Go to Milwaukee instead.
Or like Indiana. Gary's fucking nice.
Gary, that Hard Rock. I love that.
Gary venue. Is nice. That, they got great
that
sound.
Venue's awesome. Very much so. And we like Bottom
maybe
Lounge.
It's just maybe it's just a Davenport issue.
Hey, Dayseeker, go to Bottom Lounge next time.
Dayseeker,
we'll
just
it.
Go literally anywhere in Chicago. Literally anywhere. Pick a spot. We'll be there.